Hunter joins us. Mark, the weather, we're going to have to keep our eyes on the skies.
Yeah, morning, Nadia, and 100%, especially with the start time of this meeting at 4 o'clock and the finish at 7.30. If we started normal time, we might have got through. So we'll certainly have to see how we go.
Exactly, and also throws things up in the air. I suppose you're sitting down trying to do the form for Saturday and just working out what we're going to do.
Well, you wonder whether you bother for Saturday.
Like, I know.
There'll be that much rain and that many scratchings and whether we'll even get through. And you've got your racing.com trouble with the the data issues. So
yep.
it's a tricky week.
It is, for sure, a challenging week. Let's talk about these eight races. So more than likely we will get a deteriorating track throughout the program. The first race is a maiden over 2,000. Number two, Deadwoods at 4, down to 3, Tang Dynasty at 7, The Groundsman at 8, Charlie's World at $2.20, and then we're down to Cherub, who is at $9.50.
Yeah, I'll tip Charlie's World number 5. I certainly don't think it's over the line, and it's pretty short odds. Its last start, it got smashed by Mataka Nui down there at Maui, and that horse came out and got beaten since. So not as if the form's bulletproof, but it's just going to get a beautiful run from gate one, and if it runs the 2,000, it's the one to beat. A couple of value runners, number 7 Zambezi is one of them. It didn't have any luck at all two starts ago, and then was just outclassed last time. Getting back to this grade can improve. 3 Tang Dynasty got wide there at Mortlake, got thrashed, but was wide, ran okay. And 6 Cherub, this is another one that's a bit of value. It's run two starts ago on dry ground over a shorter trip, I think would nearly win this race. It was hopeless last time on the wet. Gets back on top of the ground here, assuming the track stays okay, and it's not the worst. I don't think it's over the line, the favourite, but I'll go 5, 7, 3, and 6.
5, 7, 3, 6 in race one. We go to the second for the 3-year-olds over 1,400. Here you can take out runners 9 and 11. We've got number 2, Bluebrook at 480, Eagle Ridge at 420. Then you're down to 230 for number 13, Pleasuring, and the 14, Splashette, is at $7.50.
It's a terrific clash here between those two favourites. I'm going with number 13, Splashette, number 13, Pleasuring, who got a long way back at Ballarat, charged down the outside and just failed. Then went to Bendigo in a race, dominated up the front, just couldn't get clear when it wanted to, but really rocketed to the line and again just failed. Steps up to 1,400 metres from the good gate. I think if it's close enough to them on the home turn, I think it will run them down. 2, Bluebrook is a big danger. It was fantastic at Moonee Valley on debut, then went to a maiden at Warrnambool, and you'd think it would just go there and just walk in. Well, it got run down by Grand Crown. That horse has since had no luck in town, so I'm sure it's a good form race. I think they'll just dominate the race. 3rd pick, number 14, Splashette, who's racing consistently, and number 3, Eagle Ridge. Got back and ran on okay at Kyneton, but I do think that's inferior form. 13 and 2 fight it out. 13, 2, 14 and 3.
13, 2, 14, 3 in the second. The third race is over 1,100 a maiden. Take out runners 9, 11, 16 and also the 17. And the main ones here are number 6, Speedy Illusion, 9.50. Snitzel Rain is a first starter for Darren Weir, 3.20 kept safe. Then you're down to the favourite, who's Sweet Satin for Robert Smurden, who's set to resume at $2.60.
You've got a few I don't know here. I don't know 3, 4, 8 and 10. I haven't seen them. I'm tipping that first upper here, number 15, Sweet Satin. It's had the one go over 1,300 metres and was well beaten, but it looks to have come back a much better horse. It's jumped out recently at Caulfield, looked good off the jump outs, and I think it can make a winning return. Big value here, number 1, Dodge the Hounds. It's had one start a long, long time ago, back in October there, over a year ago. It was back on the inside at Mornington and made good ground late. It resumes here for Vinnie Milady. It's got the wide gate. It's my value runner for the day. 3rd pick, number 5, Party Tiger, who's a basic horse but fairly consistent. And 14, Dwaynette, who, same thing, it's pretty basic, it's consistent, it's got a good draw, it's fit, it's going to give you a sight. 15, the one to beat, won the big query. 15, 1, 5 and 14.
15, 1, 5 and 14. Currently a $14 chance, Dodge the Hounds. We now go to race number 4. This is a benchmark 64 over 1,000. We've got number 1, Big Reel at 420. Del Piero at 370. Down to Magna Carta, who's set to resume at 950. Triage is first up at 550. Sackham Bayer at 550. Be True at 9.50 and Sister Kitty Mac is a $9 chance.
Yeah, I think Del Piero is the one to beat. It's very consistent. It was good last time. It handles the soft. If any rain comes, it's got the claim. It's just going to be tucked away midfield inside over the 1,000 metres. So it's going to need to get clear at the right time. The speed does look okay up front. Get clear at the right time. It'll be powering at them late. To beat Number 7, Be True, I think has got a terrific value chance. It was just back and wider last time, given no hope at all. I thought it ran okay. It'll be fitter for that run. 5, Second Bayer is pretty limited, but it's consistent. It's got speed. It's got the claim. It'll be up there for a long way. And down to number 8, Sister Kitty Mac, who gets a great run from the draw. Andrew Mellion to rides, always a plus at these meetings. I'll go 2, Just Need Some Luck, 2, 7, 5 and 8.
2 from 7, 5 and 8 in race 4. Well, race 5, this is the opening leg of the quaddy. You can take out the 1. We've got number 2, Simply Splashing at $3.80. 3, Scene 2 at $5. $5 for Prince of Venice, down to Hot Hustler at $6.50. Manhattan Spirit is at $6.50.
In even race, I'm going to go number 3, Scene 2, to win. I hope the inside's okay. It won well before a spell. It comes back here. It draws gate 1. It's got Yendall. It doesn't look to be breakneck speed up front. I thought it might be able to land leaders back or somewhere there and just get every possible chance first up to win. To beat number 2, Simply Splashing, who'll be giving them a start but running on really strongly late. A 9, Manhattan Spirit, is going well for Matty Williams. It was a good win last time. The format of the maiden's good. It's well drawn. And 11, Isabelle, it's had 3 goes for Mark Young. It was a good win over the border. It was terrific at Geelong. It was pretty basic at Mildura, but went straight for a spell, so something must have been wrong there. I don't know how it's going this time in. If he's got it back to that first and second form that he had, it'll be charging late down the outside at good odds. I'll put them in 3, 2, 9 and 11.
3, 2, 9, 11. We look at race 6 over 1,300. Take out 4 and 9. 1, Paramus Boy at $4.60. $2.80 for Heart Empire. Down to Jester Halo at $6.50 and Flofo at $6.50. And then you're down to Far Nor West, the 10, at $7.50.
Gee, the toppy looks good odds to me here each way again, Paramus Boy. Matty Williams has got it absolutely flying. It was a terrific ride last time at Geelong. It was never, ever going to lose. I think it gets a similar run today. It's come back a terrific little horse this time in. It's a great each way bet for mine to beat number 6, Jester Halo. It can win. It can be a bit messy at the start. As long as it gets away okay and keeps reasonably close to them, it's got a good chance. Number 5, Heart Empire, was a really good win 2 starts ago leading, and it looks the leader on paper here. There doesn't look too much pressure. 7, Flofo, I thought was the other main chance. It's consistent. It goes forward. It gets a good run, and it won't be far away. 1, 6, 5 and 7.
Race 7 is the Port Fairy Cup over 1,400. No scratchings. Number 2, Albertino at 6. $7.50 for Sir Bible. Then you're down to Trident Tide, who's at 7. $4.80 for Dan Zephyr. Glen Rowan Prince at 9. Another Coldie's won its last 2 is a $3 chance and favourite.
I think it'll make its 3 in a row here, another Coldie. The race, you just couldn't script the race better for it here. You've got numbers 2 down to 6 have all got good speed. They're going to be up there charging along. Throw in horse like Elite Tiger that might go forward, Red Tycoon who can box seat. You can just see another Coldie back in distance, parked about 6th or 7th. Yendall just stalking them, coming to the outside. It's in fantastic form. I think it's only got to hold its form, and it's clearly the best bet of the day. Put it in to beat number 4, Trident Tide, who was good last time, was strong to the line. I think it's the danger. 5, Dan Zephyr, just has to overcome that wide gate, but it's getting fitter. It's ready to win. And at big odds here, number 11, Elite Tiger. Wasn't hopeless last time. If it can have a bit of luck from the gate, it's got no weight and it's not the worst. But 7 the standout for me, 7, 4, 5 and 11.
7, 4, 5, 11. And we go to the last race, 8. Here you can take out runners 5, 7, 9 and also the 12. The main ones are number 3, Column at $4. $9.50, Yulong Shenglong, down to $9.50 for Tofferton. We've got Set the Bar High at $4.60. You're looking at number 14, Bloodlet, who's at $3.20.
Yeah, look, weather's really important here. My tip, and I think it's a terrific each-way bet here, number 10, Set the Bar High. It's going really well. It's going to get a great run. There's not great speed on paper. I think Mellion will just park it in the first 2 or 3, control the race. But I don't want any more rain. On a dry track, I think it's an each-way special to beat number 3, Column. It'll be doing a rain dance by 7.30. It was a terrific win last time. If the rain comes, I'd certainly be reversing the tips. 8, Tofferton. Good first up on its home track. It's going to run on strongly. And 14, Bloodlet's had a couple back from a spell. It's just about ready to fire. 10, but want it dry to beat 3, 8 and 14.
So 10 from 3, 8 and 14 in race number 8. What about a best at Ruffy Quaddy and also your play of the day?
Yeah, my best is race 7, number 7, another Coldie. My roughie's back in race 3, number 1, Dodge the Hounds. Quaddy, you've gone a bit wide. It'll cost you $200 for 50 cents. First leg, 2, 3, 6, 9 and 11 into 1, 5, 6 and 7 into 2, 4, 5, 7 and 11, and we'll come home with 3, 8, 10 and 14. Play of the day, I'm going to go the early quaddie, cost you $64 for a $1 investment. We'll go 3, 5, 6 and 7 into 2 and 13 into 1 and 15, and we'll come home with 2, 5, 7 and 8.
Wonderful. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Nadia.
Mark Hunter with his preview of Warrnambool.